So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. MC Lobsher, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is the show where cash is not king, cashflow is king. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. That's cashflowninja.com. And don't forget to sign up for my newsletter at cashflowninja.com/subscribe. I personally write the emails myself and send it to you on a weekly basis. And what I include in those emails are things that I think business owners and investors should be aware of, especially if you want to protect and build wealth in and during the Great Reset. You could sign up at cashflowninja.com/subscribe. In this episode, I want to talk about the physical reality versus ideological investing. It's a lesson I learned from Chris McIntosh. I recently interviewed him on the Cashflow Ninja podcast. I would highly recommend you check out that episode. Just go to cashflowninja.com and then type in Chris McIntosh and you'll find the episode. Worth your while, by the way, worth a listen. But I learned this lesson that I'm going to share with you in this episode from Chris McIntosh. And essentially what Chris shares is that we are living on a planet where two realities essentially exist, right? So in the one reality, we have the physical reality. 1 + 1 = 2. When I jump up, I come back down. Law of gravity. It's a world where that's governed by all of these established laws already, like the law of physics, the law of gravity, the law of compounding, all of these different laws that exist in the universe. And it served us well as a human race for a very, very long time. That's the physical world. Then you have the ideological world, which exists, and it's purely ideology. It's based on opinions, beliefs, feelings, and quote unquote, your truth of the moment or at the time, whatever that may be, that could change rapidly and quickly too. It's a world where 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. It equals what you believe, how you feel, and what your truth is. And when you jump up in that world, you could potentially turn into a unicorn / butterfly / bird, flap your wings and fly away. As crazy as this sounds, this is where we're at on this planet. There's two realities that exist, a physical reality and an ideological reality. Two very different worlds. So how does this relate to you as a business owner and an investor? And why am I sharing this with you? And why do I think it's such an important thing to point out and a lesson to share? Because if you step back and take a deep breath and look at the world for what it is, you'll start to see that the physical reality is going to essentially win out every single time. Because in a marketplace where people are arguing what's going to happen when I jump up, if I, as a business owner and an investor, bet that I'm going to come back down and not turn into a unicorn / butterfly and bird and fly away, I'm going to be right. And I'm going to win in that marketplace. So if I just simply bet on very well-established universal laws and bet on the physical reality and bet my business and my investments on that, then I'm going to come out way ahead than the ideological crowd. So again, you don't even have to you don't even have to get into debates with anyone. You know, I've listened to several debates online of folks that, and this is in the investment world, by the way, that are debating back and forth about, you know, different sectors. What do they see? What do they think is going to happen? And so forth. And sometimes I just have to like pause that debate for a second. And I sit back and I think and I go, well, there's clearly a massive misconnect here between these two people that is even debating on a particular topic or issue or having a conversation, because the one person is based in the physical reality where 1 + 1 = 2. And the other person is based in a reality where 1 + 1 = whatever you believe it equals at that specific time. So as a business owner, investor, learn to recognize that. You have to. Your survival still does. Your survival depends on this. And then, you know, as a business owner investor, if I go long on the bet that when I jump up, I'm going to come back down, and I go short on the probability that I'm going to turn into a unicorn / butterfly / bird and fly away, I'm going to win every single time on the physical reality bet, which I've made, and the decisions that I've made based on a world of the physical reality. So I'll give you an example quick. I shared in a different episode. I shared an example of energy. Let's go back to the energy example. So there's four ways to meet the demand of energy that the planet needs right now, currently, at this point in time that I'm recording. And that is oil, that is natural gas, that is nuclear, which is uranium, and that is, of course, coal. Those are the four ways that you can meet the massive demand, energy demand, that exists globally. So that is the physical reality. That's how it's going to get done, folks. That's how the lights are going to go on and stay on. And that's how you're not going to get power outages and rolling blackouts as they are experiencing across the world right now. So if I then bring in the ideology context here, the ideological person is looking at ESG, which I did an episode on it too, environmental, societal, and governance. ESG scores is sort of like your social credit score for corporations, you know, to point out how green and woke you are. And viewing the lens through this ideological framework of ESG, I will say, wow, we need to have more sustainable and renewable sources of energy that is more greener to power the earth and the planet. And we can do that through solar, and we could do that through little windmills and wind turbines, and even possibly hydroelectric sources, right? Well, there's no way you're going to meet the demand that is needed globally. You're not going to produce the supply and meet the demand that there is currently for energy around the world with those greener energy resources. It's just not going to happen. So as an investor, if you're looking at this, and this is where investors and speculators have made a fortune already in the past 12 months, is they bet on the physical reality. They said, if you don't use oil, natural gas, nuclear, or coal, you're going to sit in the dark and freeze your butt off in the winter in the Northern Hemisphere. As simple as that. It's not based on feelings. It's not based on beliefs. It's not based on, quote unquote, your truths. It's just based on the physical reality. That's just how the world works for right now. It could change in the future if they develop an infrastructure big enough with delivery mechanisms to produce the amount of supply that is needed to meet the demand that there is for energy globally. So that's an example of essentially, as a business owner and an investor, betting on the physical world against the ideological world. I think you're going to win 100% of those battles and 100% of those calls moving forward. So when the world collectively loses its mind, step back, look at the debate from that angle. Is it a physical reality conversation, or is it an ideological conversation? And there's a lot of ways to determine that. Just listen to the language. It usually gives that away. And if you bet as a business owner and an investor on the physical reality, you're going to win 100% of those calls. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. CashflowNinja.com. Sign up for our newsletter at CashflowNinja.com/subscribe. Until next time, live infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.